The devotional for Sunday, December 4th, 2011, is based on Amos 6, 1-14, and 2 Thessalonians 1, 5-12. It was written by the Reverend Dr. Scott Sundquist, Professor of World Christianity. My name is Ty Brown, and I am a third-year student, and I will be sharing today's devotional. Israel's sin is our sin. Judgment found in our reading from Amos and 2 Thessalonians is the dark backdrop not only of Israel's history, but of the human story and of our own hearts. It is expressed as injustice and an avaricious life. However, its source is always the same. We can follow the moral thread from avarice and injustice from Amos 6, 1-7 to its common root, pride. Throughout the Old Testament, God points out that the pride of his people, stiff-necked and hard-hearted, brings on God's judgment. The only way to avoid the coming just fulfillment of the law is to ascend the hill of the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart, Psalm 24:3. Most religions have a self-cleaning program by doing good for others or working on a personal self-rectification program. But it is impossible and the height of arrogance to think that we can purify ourselves. In trying to do so, we fall into pride, the very vice we must crush. Then we read the great miracle which causes all the angels to sing and gives us hope beyond all hope. Blessed be the Lord of Israel, for he has looked favorable on his people and redeemed them. Luke 1:68. Hopeless without God's help, we become hope-filled agents of joy through God's mercy. Lord, in your mercy, crush our pride and prepare us to receive your grace, which is the only way we can have clean hands and a pure heart. Through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.